A setting the bar story is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without staging a carjacking because you don't want to shop with your wife, you're doing okay.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this guy in Russia facing charges now because, yes, he staged a carjacking. He didn't want to go shopping, apparently, with his wife. Listen, it happened back in April, but the cops are just now sharing details of this. Apparently, the wife called the police, said her car was stolen, then called back later and said, well, they found it abandoned. So the cops checked it out, and then they found, like, signs of forced entry. They didn't get suspicious until they talked to the husband, though.
Uh-oh.
The details of everything just weren't adding up, and they eventually concluded that he literally staged the whole thing to get out of being dragged along on a stopping trip.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
So are you kidding me?
So now this dumb guy is facing 2 years in prison for filing a false report.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's 2 years he won't have to go shopping with his wife.
Yeah, no word on the state of his marriage.
I'm guessing that's probably on shaky ground
right.
At this point, at, you know, best.
Right. I'm telling you, if you can, I mean, there are ways to get out of things without staging a carjacking.
That is insane.
Yep. So.
You could say, hey, babe, I don't really want to go shopping.
Not today.
Not today.
I have a headache.
You can go ahead and run along without me.
And she'd probably be like, okay. You're going to miss out. I'm a little upset, but I'll get over it.
Uh-huh. And now?
Now.
2 years?
Yep.
Wow.
So there you go. A little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without staging a carjacking because you don't want to shop with your wife, you're doing okay.
That is not the way to handle that.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.